Darwin Kurtenbach. I'm the administrator for the dairy program for the South Dakota Department of Ag.
Very good. And your department, in its inspection process, turned up some concerning samples of some raw milk. Can you tell us about that?
Our department routinely samples milk that's being offered for sale to the consumer, and it was not during our inspection process. It was during our monthly sampling process that we collected some raw milk samples that was being offered for sale to the consumer, and it did test positive for Campylobacter.
All right. What is Campylobacter?
Campylobacter is a pathogenic organism that can cause serious illness in humans. It could start out as nausea, vomiting, upset stomach, things like that. But it can go lead to more complications such as kidney failure and some other serious health issues. One of the areas that it really keys in on is either young kids, young children, or elderly with a weakened immune system.
That said, have there been any reports of illness associated with the milk?
There has been no reported illnesses associated with this testing results on this milk.
Okay, so what happens now with this dairy? Can they continue to produce the milk? Do people who have purchased it get their money back? What's going on?
The people that have purchased this milk, we would recommend them to talk to the supplier, and if they want to get their money back, that's between the consumer and the supplier. We would encourage the people that purchased this milk to probably discontinue using it until we come up with a negative result.
All right, and is that through the South Dakota Department of Health?
No, this is through the South Dakota Department of Ag. We have collected a sample already. It's been sent up to the lab, and the analytical process has started, which is going to take 4 to 5 days. We're hoping we can have something by the end of this week, but it might be the beginning of next week. We're not sure on how long the process will take in the lab.
Okay.
It's multiple days in order to isolate this out and confirm.
All right. Every state is somewhat different in terms of the sales of raw milk. What is it in South Dakota, and how many producers do you have selling raw milk?
Okay. In South Dakota, under 39.6-3, our statute, it allows a permitted facility to sell raw milk direct to the consumer. And it's only raw milk. It isn't raw milk products or anything like that. It's just straight raw milk. And our statute 39.6-3 allows that to be done. You have to be permitted by the state of South Dakota, which then means we'll be in there once a year for a farm inspection if you're permitted as a grade B or manufacturing farm. If you're a grade A, dairy will be in there twice a year. Also, under the permit process, you will submit one sample per month for analytical analysis, which determines your somatic cell, which is the condition of the udder. It's actually somatic cell is leukocytes being shed by a cow due to an injury or some kind of infection in her mammary glands, and the total number of bacteria in the milk. This sample analysis only determines the total bacteria in the milk. It does not do the pathogenic testing, and that is why we have a sample of milk collected that is in the bottle that is ready for the consumer to purchase, and we sample that separately.
Okay, and that's how this was detected, because Black Hills milk is part of the permitting process.
That is correct. It is a permitted farm in the state of South Dakota. It's under our inspection service, and under the statute, they are allowed to sell raw milk directly to a consumer.
Do they sell other? Do they sell pasteurized milk and other products? Or?
No, they do not. They sell. You'd have to check with them, but they do sell some cheese and some other things, which are pasteurized products. The only thing their permit allows them to sell from the South Dakota Department of Ag is the raw milk. It doesn't allow them to sell any raw milk products other than the straight fluid milk.
Okay, thank you. Was there anything else you'd like to add before I let you go?
The only thing I would like to add is to make sure that the consumers are aware that milk is safe if it's been pasteurized. We have no problem with the milk or milk products being sold in the state of South Dakota that there is any imminent health issues or any unsafe notions that it's not safe. The milk that's being sold that has been pasteurized is a safe and wholesome product that they should continue to use.
Okay. And the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, has a good explanation of the raw milk and the pasteurized milk if they have any other questions. Is there anything on your website about that too?
We make reference to the CDC. The best place to go would be to the CDC and get the all the facts on raw milk and pasteurized milk and the safety of the dairy product that's being offered for sale to the consumer.
Very good. Any numbers on how many consumers you think were reached or have purchased this?
The only number I could venture to say or take a stab at, I read the Rapid City Journal, and this is a quote from the dairy that's been affected by this, and they're making reference to the number of gallons, which equates out to about 700 pounds a day, according to the article in the Rapid City Journal.
Of the raw milk?
Of raw milk being sold daily in that area.
Okay. All right, sir. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
You bet. Have
okay.
a good day.
Thanks. You too.
You bet.